Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa Gray on this another beautiful Monday morning for Radio Boomers Live.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Risa, do you get bored waking up in the morning seeing this weather, 75 degrees, you know, sunny? Or shouldn't I say that?
It might bring people. I've lived in Los Angeles my entire life. I know nothing different. I don't understand people who wake up to snow for 6 months out of the year. But I think they should stay there and enjoy it.
I was just going to say, Risa advises you to stay where you're at. Don't come down here. You're fine where you're at with the 10 below zero weather. And
absolutely.
Do you remember, Risa, what May 7th is? Oh,
May
7th. At 300 years ago, what happened? New Orleans was discovered. I know it's one of your. Now, you've been there, haven't you? You've been to New Orleans.
I've been to New Orleans. The first time I went to New Orleans, I had never been any place where it was hot, really hot. And
yeah.
I flew in at night, and it was hot, but it was night. And, you know, it wasn't that hot. It wasn't unbearable. And I decided I was going to go play tennis the next morning. And I got up, put on my cute little tennis outfit, opened the front door, and said, I'm not going out there.
Domino's.
It was a million degrees.
Domino's asked Eric to come down there, help promote something. It was a long time ago. And we went down there. And I remember in New Orleans, when we were in that area, you could see the buildings, the line of the water. And it was pretty high. You know, it was higher than me. It was about 7 feet up or whatever. And as it receded, it left a line all over some of the buildings. It's pretty interesting. But I'll take Southern California, you know. But anyway, I think that brings us into our hot topic time. Roll.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I went to the movies this weekend, and as I do when I come back from the movies, I like to give my brief little review. I went to see Rampage. It's another big ape movie. They've been going on since King Kong and Mighty Joe Young, and unfortunately, they haven't changed a whole lot. You know, the monkeys look better now. I mean, the hair on the monkeys, you know, it's, you know, some type of electronic thing, but it looks like real hair. The monkeys, the apes look real. The special effects tearing down the buildings look great. But, you know, you can only tear down buildings with oversized animals so many different ways. And it just isn't as exciting as it was the first time I saw King Kong. As badly as that was done, King Kong and Mighty Joe Young were two of my favorite movies. And, you know, the special effects were tacky, but they were what we had at the time. Now, like I said, the special effects were great. The Rock was The Rock. I love The Rock, but The Rock was The Rock. It wasn't that exciting. It was good, but it wasn't great. I wanted a new look, a new take on the big ape movies, and it just wasn't there. But if you like The Rock and you like to see special effects, you like to see, you know, giant alligators and giant apes knocking down buildings and fighting with each other, you know, there's no real spoiler alert here. You know, the good animals live and the bad ones die. The Rock is The Rock. But, it, you know, it's an escape movie for a couple of hours a day if that's what you want to do with your time. But I did kind of enjoy it. That's the best I can say about it. Rampage is still playing at a theater near you. And your hot topic, Jim.
My hot topic is, I'm going to hit you with this one real quick. There's an entity floating in the ocean. the size of Texas. You would think from an aerial view that you could walk on it, but actually it's just plastic bottles and so on and so forth. A British entrepreneur wanted to sell bottles of water with 100% of the proceeds going to providing clean drinking water in Africa. But then he realized plastic was not the way to go. Well, it's all, they're throwing it away. It's floating in the ocean, and the currents are bringing it all together into this huge area. Well, he developed a great solution to this dilemma. He's got a biodegradable single-use water container that literally decomposes after 3 weeks. And there's a lava flow. So Aretha and I always talk about, if you're going to go somewhere, check where you're going. Because if you're going to go to Hawaii, you have to wear your lava outfit, because there's a lava flow that's intensifying from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Over 26 homes have been burnt. And the flow of lava, it's been intensifying since Sunday. Ongoing eruptions and so on. So, you know, if you've seen the movie, it's not so pleasant. It's pouring from fusions that opened overnight from original eruptions. So it pops up in different areas. As soon as the lava cools, this is, seems to be what happens. A contractor comes in and builds homes on it. I mean, that's a little exaggerated, but there are areas where the lava has cooled off, and they literally build homes on it. Giuliani is pleased with his media tour, stating everybody's reacting to this versus now. After days of media appearances, Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani is now President Trump's new attorney. He said Trump still has confidence in him as new attorney. More than 500,000 UC workers prepared to go on strike, citing income disparity. Still in the news after a couple thousand years, a little disappointment overall. The latest on King Tut's tomb. For years they thought there was hidden chambers, but now they hit the area with these underground X-ray deals, and they found out there's no chambers, which was a little disappointing. They were waiting for something to happen. Avengers Infinity War, net second best weekend ever. But the alternative programming, like the romantic comedy Overboard, also found an audience. Walt Disney said that the Avengers would gross an estimated $112 million. In sports, Chris Paul broke near. You remember Chris Paul's brother. He was almost ejected from the Rockets game. NBA team, they were fined. The president was fined $25,000. Now, all he did was go on out on the court to yell at the referees during a game. They fined him $25,000. The Golden Knights reached conference final. His historic season continues. The Warriors beat the Pelicans 118-92. The Padres defeated the Dodgers 3-0. Giants beat the Braves 4-3. Puff, puff, puff. There's so much news, Aretha, I can hardly squeeze it all in. Oil prices up, Aretha, but you don't have to worry about that because you get a car that gets like 100 miles a gallon.
No, I don't. People think that. No, I don't.
You're kidding. That little car, it's like I can't even fit in that. But
it's a little car, but it gets regular gas mileage. I get about 24, 27 miles to the gallon.
You're kidding.
But my truck
that
gets about 14. My truck gets 14. So, you know, in comparison, yeah, it's great.
Well, yeah, but you're probably towing a motorhome behind it, right?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, moving along, I think we're getting into commercial time, so let's see if I'm on point here.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Welcome to EZWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EZWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EZWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the way we do it. And I always say it didn't come easy for Eric. Many, many years of hard work, but it enabled people to do it the easy way. So anyway, I've got a very, very special guest on, and I was so impressed when I talked to this young lady. And it came through her voice. She's got a great spirit, positive, faith-based, inspirational, talented, mother of two. I could go on and on and on. And she's the president of a nonprofit, Baby So Special, which helps with so many people that have little infants. And she's the voice of the voiceless community. Kind-hearted lady, and she's not even a baby boomer. Her name is Kathleen Williams. Kathleen, are you on with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
There she is. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, everybody.
Do you like
Hi,
Kathy
Kathleen.
Or Kathleen? Okay.
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen. Kathleen, this is Retha Gray, and Retha, this is Kathleen Williams.
Hi, Retha.
Hi, so glad to have you on the show.
Now, Kathleen,
so glad
you'll
that you
have
guys
to
wanted me to come on.
Now, remember, you'll have to speak up because Retha's a little older. You know, you'll have to speak up.
Oh, please.
Okay, no problem. I'm older too, so I get it.
But anyway, Kathleen,
I get it.
I talked with you the other day. You're amazing, and it comes through your voice. You're just such a spirit and everything. So, tell us a little bit about your Baby So Special, because it sounds
okay,
so special.
Yeah, so Baby So Special started because I had a little boy named Caleb who was born with a terminal heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which in layman's terms means that he just had half a heart. I found out in utero that he was going to have a difficult life. I had three choices: heart transplant, which most children die waiting because baby hearts don't become available, a three-stage surgery, or I could let him die. So we chose to do the three-stage surgery. Caleb was born, and after he was born 6 days, he had his first open-heart surgery. Life progressed. He ended up having 50 surgeries total, 10 open hearts. But during that journey, I realized the need for these families. They need gas cards. They need food cards because they're traveling so much, you know, and most people who have disabled children live on a very fixed income because they're getting supplemental income from the state. But not only that, a lot of them are full-time caregivers. So it's just a really expensive life. And then, you know, sometimes, well, more times than not, the Ronald McDonald House is full. So we also provide lodging so that when it is full, you know, you need to step away from the hospital at times and kind of just regroup and take a hot shower and, you know, kind of just be to yourself sometimes because you really can go crazy. sitting there listening to all the monitors beep, and depending on your child's severity of their ailment, you never know what you're going to encounter. So we help with that. And then in the unfortunate event that these special children lose their journey, we also help with final arrangements, because I think that's the last thing a parent should have to do in a time like that is go out and literally beg people to give them money so that they can do the final act of love. The last thing they could ever do for their child is to have their celebration of life. So we also help with those arrangements as well, because it can get expensive. And, you know, some people choose a very small intimate thing, but then others want to do something really big, and we want to be able to help aid all of that, and, you know, hold their hand. And not only that, you know, we're trying to build a coalition. I have a special teams I'm getting together so that, you know, I backtrack a little bit. So I lost Caleb 2 years ago. My son lost his battle. He had to get a pacemaker. He had a sudden death incident, and unfortunately his incision got infected, and on top of all that, he ended up contracting influenza B. And he just had enough. He was tired, and it was time for him to go. Actually, I told him, son, it's okay. It's time for you to go to heaven now.
Well, we talked about that yesterday, and he is and you also told me you were driving along, because, you know, we talked about this, and he is he's watching you, and he's, you know, what you're doing is so amazing. And you were telling me interesting story when you're driving down the road and you looked up, right?
Oh, yes. I was getting on the freeway, and it was the day before Easter, and I looked to the side of me, and my son's face is in the clouds with a feather. Everywhere I go, Caleb leaves me feathers. Like, I worked for a program called In-Home Support Services. After Caleb died, I applied for unemployment. That's how I was able to stay home and be his full-time caregiver. I applied for unemployment, found out there's a loophole in the law that if you take care of your child or spouse, you're excluded. So the only thing in the worst time of my life I qualified for was food stamps and a card to mental health. And then because I was 45, everything's automated, so my resume didn't look so hot because I was Caleb's caregiver for the past 10 years.
Right.
So I couldn't find a job. And so it was really, I'm not going to lie, it was a nightmare after the nightmare. So I actually been to Washington, D.C., and they're writing Caleb's law on the federal government. It's kind of been surreal, and just all these different things. I built a virtual classroom for him where he could Skype into school but be safe away from the germs in the confounds of our own home. Skype got a hold of the story, and it was on Skype's Facebook page. And, you know, and this weekend, Saturday, May 12th, we're actually hosting a concert in Victorville, California.
Exactly.
Digital Underground and Vanilla Ice are my headliners. Also, Warren G is coming with his barbecue truck. But at the concert, I'm Skyping in 8 chronically ill people the way we did Caleb for school from the confounds of their own home so that they can actually come and have a great time with us. But as us as healthy individuals, we can step into their world and really consider it. So, and it's
That's
not just
amazing.
Our nation. I'm Skyping in people from all over the world, like Australia, England. This is a worldwide problem, and these people need to be cradled, and the parents who've lost their children, you know, they're shattered in 1,000 pieces. And, you know, after the service, everybody tells you, I'll be there, but then everybody realistically goes back to their life. So my organization will hold your hand and help you get those pieces back together and help you just revamp and figure out who you are, because you lose your identity in a special needs child. I know I did. I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no idea what I was going to do.
Now, the concert is going to raise money for the organization. The concert looks fabulous.
Yes, all proceeds.
Fabulous.
All proceeds. Yes, and at the concert, you know, we're gonna really touch on a lot of the issues that embrace the special needs community. It's not just autism. It's not just cancer. It's not just heart defects. Even though heart defects are the number one birth defect, the number one killer in kids, one out of 100 babies is born with some type of heart anomaly. It's the number one chronic illness in our whole world. And so we want to educate about that. We want to talk about organ donation. We're giving tickets away for the special needs community. We're bringing in the wounded warrior. We're going to talk about mental health because that's on the rise right now. And, you know,
oh, this is great. I love this. And, you know,
we're going to talk about learning disabilities. And
I do the, if you remember yesterday in our conversation,
I do.
The day of shared love. So that's because you're not a baby boomer, because I almost forgot already. But so thank you. the day of sharing, you know, we work with this, the handicapped kids. And then I was a special ed major at Cal State Fullerton for a while. So
my
heart's totally
that.
Into all this. And we can also bring
and
another
then...
one in. Yeah, this is just unbelievable what you're doing. And we have another group with Tom Kiltago, Better Visions for Children, with the test kits that they don't do a lot of the eye testing. And Jimmy Carter's, his grandkids had that problem. And they actually lose their sight. Yeah, they go blind, and these test kits help. But see, you cover so many bases, but you know that behind the scenes, you have to follow through with a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people don't realize what's entailed in taking care of the kids behind the scenes. And
oh, they have no idea. It's sleepless nights. You know, every time Caleb would have a surgery and he'd be on the vent for any long, you know, period of time, Caleb would become dependent on narcotics. So not only was my baby healing from an open heart surgery, he'd be detoxing from morphine because, you know, pain. So he'd actually be on like an Ativan and a methadone taper. And
okay.
That's the
so
worst thing in the world.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. Tell us a little bit real quick. Now, your event is Saturday,
May 12th.
Victorville
Fairgrounds.
And it's going to be in Victorville at which? The San Bernardino Fairgrounds?
The San Bernardino County Fairgrounds, yes, sir. And
okay.
There we'll actually have the Baby So Special Awareness Shoe, which, Ms. Reza, we didn't tell you about that, Ms. Gray. I actually just did a Baby So Special Awareness Shoe, and what it is, anytime you purchase a pair of shoes, we're in turn going to give shoes to other people who don't have shoes. So I met the Prince of Ghana when I was in Washington. I've met so many people. It's just amazing. And I actually just talked to one of the ambassadors of Mexico, and we're working on being able to give shoes away there. And not only that, which is crazy, but we do have people in the United States that don't have shoes. And we want to make sure we can get these shoes on these kids. And you know, and then I wrote a book about Caleb's whole journey. It's called 9-Year Miracle, the Caleb Lucas Story. And it really just goes into depth of what our life looked like. And it's just a window into our world. And go ahead.
Years ago, if you did what you're doing, it would be a much slower process. You'd have to call people up. You have to send letters or get the teletype out or the Morse code or whatever. And today, it's just, this is so good because it's so different today. What you could do, you could share so fast. And you've met somebody by the name of Eric Zuli, right?
I did. I met your son. He's amazing. And what's crazy is him and I were talking, and I was telling him Caleb's re-birthday was March 18th. And he was like, what? He goes, that's my birthday. And I just thought how ironic it was because Mr. Frank Shinkowitz from the Make-A-Wish Foundation is actually coming to the concert as well. He's joining us, and he's going to be my keynote speaker. And Miss Stephanie, I'm the one who does all his, publicist, and she does all his, events and planning and stuff. You know, they both were police officers, and she told me her badge number was 318. And when we implement that crisis prevention number, because we're working on that as well, you know how we call 911 for emergency help? We want to implement a 3-digit number, which you can dial and be connected right to a crisis prevention counselor. And we've all decided that number needs to be 318. And so that we can help people who are on the edge of committing suicide or maybe having a PTSD breakdown or whatever it is, you know, whatever crisis you're facing, we want you to be able to get counselors on the line in a moment because we can save so many lives that way. Again, because I want to emphasize, you know, people are having a hard time right now. They're really, mental health is on the rise. They need counselors.
Yeah.
They need medication. We want to make sure as a whole that we can get these things for them because they are part of that disabled community.
this is,
well, if people want to get in touch,
big time. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say, if people want to get in touch with you to donate, to get concert tickets, you've got a website,
babysospecial.org.
babysospecial.org. And what is the phone number that can call to get information?
Oh, 760-987-6072. That's my cell phone number. All the information is on our website, and when you type it in the to go search, it's babies. Most people put B-A-B-Y-S, but it's B-A-B-I-E-S. So make sure that you put it in there correctly, because we wouldn't want you to miss out. And for those of you that may not be able to attend the concert, maybe you might want to sponsor a special needs family, because they do live on a fixed income and would want to come to the concert, but they just can't afford it, you know? So maybe if you're feeling driven and God's leading your heart, maybe you could sponsor a family and they could come and have a great time with us. And really, you know, we want this community to be spotlighted as a whole. These kids are the quiet heroes that we don't shine light on often. And I want to change that. I want to bring a voice to this community. I want the insurance companies to understand, why do you have to fight for a brace when your spine is so curved, and then they won't pay for it, but yet you have to go do a GoFundMe because that's something you need just to be able to get around and walk and, you know, just have some support on your spine. You're not asking for some cleats and a baseball uniform. You're asking for something that can actually help you live a better life. And that's
this
what
is amazing.
This is going to do.
This is
We're
going to
make sure that these families and these kids can live their best lives.
You have a,
well, coming
you have
to
a,
this concert
a,
is going
heart.
To definitely help. You're raising money, and it's going to be, it looks like a fabulous concert. Vanilla Ice, Digital Underground, the Daz Band. It's freestyle and old school. J.D. Hall's going to be there, the World Class Wrecking Crew. So you're going to be entertained. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be vendors. And you'll
and
be supporting a wonderful cause.
Yes, Sterling Wright. He was a former contestant on Hell's Kitchen. I ended up meeting him, connected through a friend, Norris, the one that's coming to perform. He's actually flying in from Nashville, and he's going to be cooking for all my artists. Former contestant
so cool.
on Hell's Kitchen. I love him to death. He's one of the sweetest dudes ever.
Well, we support you, and you know Eric's got he's got a lot of influence, and you've talked with him, and we're gonna.
And
we're
I love
gonna
your
get...
son. I love both of you guys. I love you too, Miss Gray. You guys are amazing.
Well, I love
you
what you're doing. I went to the website, and I'm just
did you see my Caleb? Did you see him?
I did.
Did you see him?
I did.
Isn't he the most handsome?
A little angel.
And I am. He's the reason. And I'm gonna say this, and I know you know my time is getting short, but I named Caleb Joshua and Caleb, like after Joshua and Caleb in the Bible. I knew when I named Caleb. Caleb that it meant faithful one, but later on after he was born I found out that Caleb means wholehearted in Hebrew. So my little half a heart baby, his name means wholehearted.
That's amazing.
So and then how is it my son died on 318 and Mr. Eric's birthday is 318 and Miss Stephanie's badge number in the police force is 318 and the number we're going to implement to help people all over the world is going to be 318 and we're going to save lives and we're going to make a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to bring a voice to this community, and I promise you, to my last dying breath, I will not stop.
We are, well, you've got us on board, my dear. So you're an amazing lady.
I love you guys so much.
I'm gonna try very hard to get over there on Saturday if I can, and and give you a big hug, and we're gonna take it from there. Oh yeah, don't worry about it. And you're in our prayers, and Eric loves what you do and loves you and everything you're doing. So our time is up here, and I'm so glad because I know
all the information for everything is on the website. So go to the website. It has the shoe. It has the concert. You can click on there. It's freestyle old school concert, Victorville, California, May 12th. We're going to come out, have a great time, and if you can't, sponsor a family. It's just going to be an amazing event, one that you won't want to miss, that's for sure.
It will be. Well, thank you, because I know it's, like I said, I know it was last minute, and I know you're so busy, but hopefully we will see you Saturday, and
amazing.
I want to have you on back again, and we'll see what's going on with everything.
Okay, for sure. All right, you guys, I love you, and thank you so much for having me on, and you guys have an amazing day, and We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Love you too, bye. And God bless.
God bless you guys too. Bye-bye.
Well, Aretha, was that an amazing story? I mean, talking about...
It's an amazing story, and like I said, I went to Babies SoSpecial.org, and it's just the information on there, and you see the wonderful pictures of Caleb and learn all about the concert. And Kathleen is just amazing.
She's an amazing lady and such a good heart. We're going to move on. Aretha, well, I know we have our different segments here, but let's see. Do we want to go into Carmelita's Corner now? Because it is 10:30. What do you think, Reith? I know you have your report.
I don't know. Well, let's see what the engineer plays, and we'll go from there.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And it's a good morning, isn't it? Yes, indeed. And I have a very special guest this morning, and her name is Pamela Clay. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. How are you, darling?
I'm blessed and highly favored, and so are you.
That is so true. It's so true.
Yes, we're full of light, and we've got angels all around us.
That's for sure. We sure do. Actually, when you come to our house, we have a little sign right by the door that says, "We believe in angels." So the minute you come in the house, you're already forewarned. There are angels everywhere.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, I always love that greeting from you when you send it.
Oh,
you always send that love and light from Pamela.
Thank you.
And how is your hubby doing?
Thank you. He's doing great. My wonderful husband, Bruce Bermudez, great musician, artist, sculptor. He's always doing something, sculpting something or painting someone. And then, of course, we have our amazing New Orleans flavored rock band, Catahoula. And we're getting ready to start a 5-month residency at Viva Rancho Cantina in Burbank beginning Saturday, June 30th. So that's real exciting.
Well, so, kudos for that. That's really exciting. Yes.
Thank you.
You've just got so much stuff going on, Pamela.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
You know, from the time I met you, I knew there was something special about you. And we go back to the Skippy Lowe days when
That's
he was
right.
holding court there in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Skippy was so special. I know you must miss him the way I do.
I do. I mean, literally just, you know, at the mention of his name, you know, little tears form in the corners of my eyes because
I just
love him so much. You know, he just was such a, I mean, you know, I know people overuse the term, and I'm sure he would balk at it, but I really think he was an earth angel.
He helped
so many people. He helped so many people. I'm just getting chills as I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He came to help and guide and support and spread love, you know. I mean, I know he had a lot of tragedies in his life and things weren't always easy, just like for all of us. But he always found a way to every single week create the most amazing show and just bring so much joy to everyone.
Yes, and I'm sure you probably read his book, The Boy with the Betty Grable Legs.
I actually have both of them. He wrote another one shortly before his death, and it didn't do as well. It just, I don't know. I always feel people have to do what they feel is right, but I was like, Skip, you really don't have to write this book. You know, I love The Boy with the Betty Grable Legs, and this other book just went into zones that I don't know. I just said, Skip, you know, one of the reasons all these folks are your friends is because you kept it all mum and under the, you know, the rocks. You didn't tell people about all of these private things. So
mm-hmm.
I think private things should stay private.
mm-hmm. You know, my husband and I, we had a limousine service, Pittman limousine service for many years.
Cool.
Before I moved on, it began to become a handful for me because, as usual, I was multitasking, doing that at the same time. But the one thing about my husband is that he was always able to keep the secrets of the stars. I mean, we had some really big names, you know, you name them.
Yes.
And
yes.
They, many of them have been in our car, including Buzz Aldrin, one of the first men to walk the moon.
Sure.
And my husband just always, you know, he would witness a lot of what was going on around, but he always kept it quiet, you know.
Sure,
so,
of course.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, speaks to my husband's dirt, you know.
Oh, God bless him. God bless
mm-hmm.
him. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
unfortunately there are too many folks that are ready to trade in whatever they know about whomever for
mm-hmm.
cash. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, friendship is priceless.
That's right.
Period.
That's right.
You know.
And friends are not easy to make in Hollywood, especially. You know.
No, it's a very, it's, you know, before I came out here, I saw Bernadette Peters on Broadway in Song and Dance, this amazing musical where she was literally the only person that ever spoke on stage, and her speaking was never speaking, it was always singing. So
mm-hmm.
she told the entire story through her songs, and one of the songs was "Have a Nice Day." And she plays a little shopkeeper, a British shopkeeper that falls in love with a big producer who comes out to Hollywood. And when she comes out to Hollywood, she realizes that, you know, people appear to be friendly because everyone says, "Have a nice day." But it's not easy to actually get to know them. Whereas on the East Coast, people might seem a little more frosty, but in a crazy way, it's easier to make friends. I don't know why that is, but, you know, it is true. I think it's easier on the East Coast than it is here.
That's interesting. Well, one thing, you know, with the world around us, there's so much competition. But the way I look at it is the only person that I ever compete with is myself.
Uh-huh.
And I look at relationships the way the birds do when they fly in flock.
Yes.
They all flying together. I mean, they just turn on cue or they go whatever direction they're going, but it's groupthink, you know, it's not me, it's we. And I think that when people can think that way and support one another, it's one of my favorite analogies is that we are all angels with one wing, and when we fly together, it gives us two wings and we can fly.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, you know what's really cool about those flocks is when they're flying, when that front bird gets tired, another bird goes into his place and the front bird goes back to the back to sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, get his little strength back up again. So it
mm-hmm.
literally is a team. It's a team flight. They're all
mm-hmm.
flying together and helping each other.
It's a team thing. You know, I just went to go see another friend of mine who's a singer,
mm-hmm.
Drea Courtney. She just had a wonderful show at
oh.
the Gardenia.
Mm.
And she was just so happy to see me. I just couldn't believe how many times she called my name from the audience, you know. But, you know, I think it's because as artists, you know, that we are, we're no matter how many times people tell you, you know, that they love your talent or whatever it is, it's always so wonderful to see a friendly face
yes.
in the audience.
It is.
You know?
It is. Well, I think what folks that aren't in the business don't realize is how much courage it takes, at least for me, to get up on the stage every time. It doesn't matter how many times I've been up on the stage. It always takes a lot of courage to get back up there.
Well,
and once I'm
let
there,
me tell
I'm
you, it's worth it because everybody that sees you is in for a real treat. And the funny thing about it is we share a lot in common because before I knew you were singing Edith Piaf's La Bien Rose, that was on my song list. And remember when we discovered we both had picked that song? It was so cute because it shows that they say great minds think alike, right? We have the same taste in many ways.
Yeah.
And when I was reading your bio, I said, oh, my goodness, she does all of the different forms of music, too, because if you love music, you just love music. I've often been critical, you know?
I think it's also, you know, not just about loving music, but also being blessed with the ability to render it, you know, because I do love just about anything. If it's well done, I love it, you know. But in terms of being able to actually render the song, like you were saying, certain songs speak to you, and they're just the songs that are in my repertoire are the songs that really speak to me, and they really do run the gamut because I started in the musical theater, and when I was a senior in high school, I played Eliza in My Fair Lady, and that was one of the most fun roles ever. She gets to do everything and sing everything, but that's a total genre. That's musical theater, and I love that genre. But I also love Ella Fitzgerald and love her genre, and I'm able to sing her song.
Oh, yes. And by the way, did you ever meet Audrey Franklin?
I did meet Audrey, yes. Audrey is a darling person and quite a spitfire.
Oh, God, yes. And for 30 years, she was Ella's promoter, you know, and she's produced many things. But listen, Pamela, I've got one eye on the clock, and I want to get this in because I want everyone to know that you have a special show coming up amongst other shows. I mean, I want you to give out your website before you leave us so they can also check out the other shows you're doing. But you've got one coming up really soon, and I definitely plan to be there at Catalina's May the 20th.
Yes.
And it's going to be a brunch. It's something a little bit different because the owner, Catalina, is doing a fundraiser or a special recognition of Romania. And you know what's funny? I have a friend. I haven't seen her in a while. She's an opera singer that we became very good friends while she was here. I think she's gone back to Romania since. But she used to crack me up because her name was Alina de Alba. And she actually was from Transylvania. And I said, oh, my goodness. that really does exist there. But again, I want to say it real quick. We mentioned Catalina's May the 20th. Can you give us your website, Pamela, so they can find out how to? Okay.
Sure. My website is Pamela Clay, P like Pamela, A M like Mary, E L A. Clay, C-L-A-Y, PamelaClay.com, and you can go there for, you know, my shows and any other info about me, and then to get actual reservations and tickets and stuff for Catalina, just go to CatalinaJazzClub.com, C-A-T-A-L-I-N-A, Jazz, J-A-Z-Z Club, C-L-U-B.com, and then go to the calendar and click on May 20th, and you'll see me right there.
And you know what, Pamela, I think if I can hear a little bit, my ears are straining a little bit, but I think I'm hearing your voice coming in the background there. So I'm going to ask our engineer to please bring you up, and we're going to play ourselves out, and I want to thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much, Carmelita. God bless you. God bless you all.
Just as will existence, it gives us every chance. Just wait for us to try. Allez, venez, Milord, vous avez l'air d'un môme, laissez-vous faire, Milord, venez dans mon royaume, je soigne les remords, je chante la romance, je chante les Milords qui n'ont pas eu de chance, regardez-moi, Milord, vous ne m'avez jamais vu, mais vous pleurez, Milord. Ah, je l'aurais jamais cru.
So, very...
Eh bien, voyons, Milord.
star. I want her voice.
Vous français?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Lisa, vous français? Je suis français. Vous connaissez ma femme? Entrez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Well, I'll tell you what. Carmelita really does have some interesting guests on. We've met so many
people. She does.
I keep saying that over and over.
But speaking of musicals, I'm actually going to do a musical. I'm doing a musical at the Fringe Festival called Public Comment. Don't worry, I'm not going to be heard singing. I'll be singing only in the chorus and probably only moving my lips.
The lip sync thing. Okay. Hey, when is that going to be?
That's going to be in June, the month of June. We've got different shows, but it's the Fringe Festival. The play I'm in is Public Comment. And I've never been to the Fringe Festival, but it's like 100 plays all over the Hollywood Theater District. And they do them several times during the week. And it's really a wonderful festival from what I understand.
Oh, so cool. I'm going to, I wanted to ask Eric, well, let's see if I can take this in here. I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm not the multi-talented. Let's see if I can get Eric on quick here to see some of the things that are going on. I was out of town a little bit. I went down to Indian Wells, and there we go. Wanted to meet with some of the old veterans there. Let's see if we got Eric, little drum roller. Well, we had to talk about interesting guests.
He's got theme music, so you know he's going to be far behind.
Radio Boomers. I'm here. I think 30% of me is here today.
I was going to say, you sound tired. I don't say that often, but you do sound tired.
I'm hype and I'm into it and it's all exciting. But I've been on probably 30 phone calls since 6 a.m. and we're just making so much moves with I Launch Easy Way and Easy Way Cares. I mean, you guys heard, you know, you heard the cause, Baby's So Special, and Kathleen, and you know, I just met her with my friend Livia, and I mean the cause. I mean, you have a lot of causes, but you just go to the website and you see the cause on this one. And so when I met her and I heard her story, and I mean, the fact that our birthday is the same with the numbers she's choosing. And I mean, God, you know, set us down that path to help her. So her story is amazing, guys. I definitely encourage everybody to go to the concert, support the concert, donate. And we'll be pushing her stuff a lot on Easy Way Cares on Facebook, as well as Easy Way Network. But I don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to get right into what we're doing. We have a lot of really cool updates to EasyWayNetwork.com, guys. I strongly recommend if you're not subscribed, go subscribe to EasyWayNetwork.com. And if you are not signed up to our loyalty promotion rewards program, go to EasyWayNetwork.com, click on points, and sign up, get an account. We have people that are getting, you know, $500 to $1,000 in marketing and promotional value for free, based upon, you know, joining the program and being involved. So definitely want to check that out. We are going to be pushing so much cool content on Easy Way Network. Easy Way Radio is on Easy Way Network. Easy Way TV is on Easy Way Network. Easy Way Magazine is on Easy Way Network. All of our events, everything is on Easy Way Network. This show is on Easy Way Network, which is easywayradio.com. But everything's on Easy Way Network, and we're coming out with so many cool tools and gadgets and gizmos. And I'll give you guys one small instance of a tool that can help you guys exponentially blow up your numbers on social media. You guys want to hear this?
Yeah, hit me
with it.
Oh, wait, it's just you and Rita. I forgot. The audience can't actually interact. I can see people. I can see everybody listening right now going, yeah, come tell me, but I can't hear them. Okay. So there's a – what?
We'll listen.
Oh, thank you. I'm just excited to talk about this. So one of our shows on I Launch Easy Way is Mindset Reset. And Robert Clancy.
We got to do that a lot. Baby boomers have to reset their brains a lot.
Exactly. Well, Robert Clancy is a major speaker and just you know, just spiritual. This show you got to check out, Mindset Reset. And there's a new program, new software that's going to be coming out to Easyway Access. We're going to be integrating this on Easyway Access. We're going to be pushing this. And so through our social network, you'll get access to this. And it's called Spiral. And what it does is allow you to be able to give a simple platform to an influencer that has a big fan base to draw that influencer's fan base and following to you. It's the most ingenious
wow.
game changer situation I've ever seen. It's going to soar above all of the platforms. It's kind of like Hootsuite, only like a lot stronger, and they're going to keep upgrading it. And so just stay tuned. This is one of the things that we're playing with, that we're working with. You know, we also have our proximity marketing, and we have all these different tools that, I mean, we're going to be the ultimate solution. It's just that simple. We're going to be the ultimate solution. And so all of this information is going to be on easywaynetwork.com. So, again, subscribe, guys. Shout out to our Easyway family, by the way, and everybody that's on. I know that I recently added a chat group. So if you guys are listening right now and you're in that chat group, we're going to start making things a little bit more interactive, just like I do. I know a lot of people are really – they love interacting with my show on Saturday. So we're going to try the same thing with Radio Boomers Live. So special shout-out to the people that are listening right now, Janelle Garner, Glenn Francis, Kathleen Wilson-Williams, Corey Finney, Pamela Clay, Magathon, Bermudez, Jeff Spinard, Tanya Brown, Doug Ferguson, Gucci, Robert Clancy, Jerry, Carmelita and Carmelita's Corner. Big shout-out to them. Bill Brown, Jerry Zarniki, Allison Hildebrandt Larson, Armenia, Maureen Cooper with iLaunch Global, Patty Godfrey Sadler, Eric Michael, Anne Marie Zapponi, Greg Cameron, Ian and Saskia, Edward Barbu, Andy McPhee, Tom Gabriel, Sophia Alvarez, Jimmy Shandy, Greg Raffs, Dante Sears, Holly Fire Mead, DC Goliath, Jeffrey Sowers, and Karina and Lauren Fayhilber. And there's many, 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 many others. So, this is a great show, and stay tuned because we'll be putting Radio Boomers Live on television, cable antenna, satellite, as well as Roku, Apple, and Amazon, Comcast, Viacom, and we're making a lot of moves and headways with Easyway TV and iLaunchEasyway.com. So subscribe. Love hearing from you guys. Go join the Easyway family group, Easyway Fam on Facebook, EasywayAccess.com. We love, supporting you guys as you support us. We're building a community, having a lot of fun, and again, support. BabySoSpecial.org. You guys, Easyway Cares is behind them 100%. All right, guys, I'm going to take off. Talk to you soon.
So long,
okay.
Eric. Boy, Reese, it's a different age today, a different world with all this going on with connecting television to online networks and things like that. It's just changing. Now, Reese, you remember back when they changed from radio and people started listening to TV, right?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, I'm a TV person. I was born after that. Thank you. Or at least I was
anyway,
too young to remember
time.
It.
But, it's a different age today. And, you know, like we're talking to Kathleen about the getting things out there. And this is the way to do it. It's different than it was years ago. And we had to send mail or whatever, you know.
Well, there were only five TV stations. There were the majors, 2, 4, and 7, and then you had, in Los Angeles, you had channels 5 and 11 that were your local stations. And we thought and they all went off by midnight. We thought that was more entertainment than we could stand. Now, I've got my numbers on my channels go up so high, I have no idea what most. Oops, are you there? Am I there?
And you know, Reese, now do you remember My Authentic Life magazine? Okay, so Eric is on the cover of that. That's getting a lot of buzz. I think that's cover number 7. I'm not sure. I got a lot of the magazines here. But that's got some interesting articles in it, too. But I'll tell you, it's going so fast. I'm trying to keep up with all this, but I'm still amazed by the television set, how that works and everything. But hey, it's all for the best. I mean, it's great. It's informative. And I'll tell you, I'm learning a lot of stuff, and it's cool is you pick up your cell phone and just type in, the Antarctic or whatever, just type in something and it's right there. That's, I find that amazing, totally. I mean, do you remember the World Book Encyclopedia, Reith?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I think I told you my uncle was president of World Book Encyclopedia, one of the founders of Childcraft, George Hayes. And I'm looking at, I still have, the set in my room, and it's, I don't know if it weighs probably 120 pounds or something. And now you have all that just in your cell phone, plus videos and pictures. That's amazing.
Well,
but
now
anyway,
you don't have to know
you.
Anything. You can just ask your phone. It doesn't matter, whatever, almost anything anybody asks you, just ask your phone and it'll tell you.
Would that affect kids going to school thinking like, well, why do I have to study all the stuff? I just pull out my cell phone and find out.
Absolutely. Something. Nobody can do math anymore. Well, I think one of the reasons that the TV show Genius Juniors is popular is because so many of us don't learn anything anymore. We just rely on our electronic devices. And you see these kids that can add phenomenal numbers in their heads and spell things backwards and can, memorize an entire two decks of cards. I mean, it's we just don't have to do that anymore. It's just all on our phone.
Yeah, yeah. But, with all this, the new systems coming up, and Eric has, so many of these technical things where you push a button and it reaches out to so many people, and the different chat sites. Oh, wow, I can't even get, and the big concert coming up, Reith, I can't even keep up with it all. There's so much stuff.
Just have to go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and you can find out where all kinds of stuff are going on and doing it the easy way.
Yeah, and Kathleen Williams' event coming up this Saturday, Baby So Special in Victorville at the San Bernardino County Fair. That's going to be exciting, and for the greatest cause. And there's, oh wow, it's really amazing. But I took a little trip out to the desert there. I don't know how often you go out to the desert, but it actually doesn't take that long. It's about an hour and a half drive if there's no traffic. But I think it's getting time to move on. That we have so much information. Reith and I didn't get a chance to give our little
that's
all
right. The information will keep until next week. Cell
phone.
Oh, I guess we're going to do it.
Mac.
Well, okay.
Tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I'll just do it really quick. I just wanted to talk about, we spent so many years going to fast food restaurants and complaining about it. Now, your favorite full restaurant can be your fast food drive-in. That's right. You go in on your smartphone or on your computer. You order the food. You drive up. It's not a window, so sometimes you have to physically walk in and pick it up. But a lot of times they'll bring it to your car. And you can get, instead of getting a hamburger and fries and a soda, you can get a steak. You can get lobster. You can get grilled fish. Almost every restaurant is doing automated takeout, and you can order it to go. They will actually bring it to you, Uber Eats. There's several different delivery services that deliver food, and it's really funny because my cousin came up with the idea years ago, and I said, no one will order food to be delivered to their house. Well, now there's about 5 different services in L.A. alone where they will deliver the food right to your door. And not just pizza anymore. Again, I'm talking full 4-course meals, 5-course meals of good, healthy food. All you have to do is Google on your computer or on your phone the restaurant you're interested in, and it'll have all the information there. You can order over the phone and just go pick it up. I love being alive in this era. It's a wonderful thing. The other day, I just ordered some grilled fish, some zucchini, and sweet potato fries. Nice, healthy meal. Ordered it, picked it up. It was hot when I picked it up and still hot when I got it home. So, You don't have to go through the drive-thrus. I won't use any disparaging words against any of them. But you can actually order real food. And that's my tech time.
Wow, Ruth, that's so interesting. Your stuff is...
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
That's me. I'm Jim. Hello, everybody. And, I sit here taking notes with Aretha's stuff. It's really interesting. We're going to get a Aretha app to keep up with Aretha's next skydiving event, or I think she's going to be doing the surfing when the ice breaks off the glaciers, it makes the wave. I think that's going to be your next thing. But anyway, what do we got here? Here's some fun facts for you real quick, because we're running a little over time here. Did you know, I thought you'd be interested in some of all the people in history that have reached 65 years of age, check this out, one half of them, now think about this for a second, of all the people in history that have reached 65 years of age, one half of them are alive today. How about that? Charlie Chaplin, now this is for baby boomers because the other people probably wouldn't remember this. He entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. The real Charlie Chaplin got in the contest, and he didn't win. He came in third place. Oh, well. One half of, let's see. We won't go into that. That's not interesting. We want happy ones. What do we got? Here's paid 40 times. Okay, if you take a piece of paper, now, if you fold it 42 times, you know, fold it in half, one, two, three, fold it. If you fold it 42 times, it will reach the moon. How about that? Your body totally replaces itself every 7 years. In 7 years, you will be a totally new person, and you'll have to introduce yourself to the new you. Largest Air Force in the world is the United States Air Force. The second largest is the United States Air Force, but it's the Navy section of it, the United States Naval Air Force. Which is older? Here's a question for you. Which is older, Germany or the U.S., United States of America? Okay, if you said Germany, you'd be wrong. The United States is an older country because Germany became a country in 1871. All right, the military giant Napoleon was actually 5'2", and I'll end it there. I have a lot more interesting stuff for you, but... How about this for my end question? What are the five favorite pastimes of baby boomers? See if you can guess. Any of them, just one. The five favorite pastimes, I'll hit you real quick with this. Traveling, family activities, hobbies, gardening, fishing, golfing, volunteering, and exercising. There you go, Reef. That's about all I can do for now. I got a lot more interesting little tips and things, but I thought that'd be fun. So, guys, until next week, we're going to sign off Radio Boomers Live. Stay healthy. Keep the faith. Keep moving. It doesn't have to take you two times to get up off the couch. And you don't have to shuffle when you walk. And you can walk regularly. Just keep moving. Keep exercising. Until then, Radio Boomers Live. Next Monday morning, 10 o'clock, Reith and I will be on. And signing out.
See you later.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.